Computer's revolting.
I'm gonna move the camera. Bubbles. Bubbles. Come here. Come here. Come on. Moving the camera. Come on.
Somebody hasn't been petted in 4 days. Somebody's like all into it now. Yeah, you're moving the camera. Anyway, hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And we're back in town again, out from Melton. I took pretty much a no tech day yesterday between getting up, packing up the campsite and getting back and driving back into the big city from out in the remote countryside. And it just didn't all kind of work out that way. So today is now officially our 349th episode. So we're going to talk about that. And I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. And, you know, life always shows where the Agile thought process works well. And we do this so that you can get home to your family, friends, enjoy some vacations for a change rather than work through all your vacations, which is nuts. And to bring value to your customer, because if you're not rested and mentally ready to go, you're not going to bring value to your customer anyway. It's kind of a waste. And have a little fun as we go. We don't want you working 60, 80 hours a week. 60, 80 hours a week. We want to be lean on how our processes work. So two things I'm going to bring up today. A couple things just talk about over the weekend. Yeah, I did kind of two episodes on Saturday. I'm going to count it as one. Because the first time I did it, I think the video cut out midstream processing. So that was a fun experience. I had no idea whether or not it got through or didn't get through. I know it was live because one of our fans was chatting with us. And so I know it went through, but then it just kind of went in some netherworld of processing at YouTube. And then I did a second one, which I know it got processed. But it was kind of good because the second one gave me more information to talk about on the whole idea and the concept of, you know, this remote works great, but, you know, you learn so much from just idle chit-chat, right? Things people are working on in the office, what are they doing, and how do we get that into the remote workforce? That's something I'm going to have to think about that for a while. If anybody has any ideas how to get the chit-chat process into the workforce, because virtual coffees, I don't know. Do you have Zoom coffees and drink coffee and chat with people and just say, hey, how you doing? What are you working on? What's going on? Because I learned so much when we were camping by just chatting with the other people, other campers as they walk by, getting ready to go places, what they were doing. Kind of wish we went down the river, but I think the kids were exhausted and burnt out, so we didn't quite do that. So that didn't happen. So anyway, two things we want to talk about today. One is planning too far ahead. And I see a lot of teams do this. Like they'll write out all these sprints from here to eternity. They'll put work in all those sprint backlogs. They'll fill them up. And that's something that I don't believe you should do. And we're going to talk about why it messed me up and why I shouldn't do that. Especially with the numbering systems, that helps out too. And then the other one that I had written, because I have a lot of stuff written down. I have pages of like future work all figured out. I got, you know, next couple episodes of things that come up that I just jot down in my book to give ideas of talking topics as we go. And one of the things, I think it might have been in the book, but something about that, but when people say they're done, and don't hassle them to take on more work. And we'll talk about that a little bit. I think we're going to rehash a couple points that I've made before. But we're going to talk about that. So the first one about sprint planning, putting the numbers. So like I put the numbers on my and this is Saturday and it was the 48th show. So it's still 48th show. Problem Sunday was the 49th show. And I didn't do a 49th show. I did a no electronics day on Sunday. So all my numbers that I put in here, I have to change them all. They're all written in pen, by the way. So I have to go through and rearrange my book on what the topics are. And then I still have my topics for last past Sunday that we didn't do. And I talked about celebrating the 4th on Saturday, which I think I said happy 4th of July to everybody in the second episode. I haven't really reviewed all that stuff because my signal was not really working and my phone was down to 10. And then it went down to 2. And then it went down to nothing. So it just said, forget it. Just charged it. Took forever to charge. So the idea is that I see so many teams going, let's put in sprint numbers for the rest of the entire year. I'm like, why? I mean, they can, but it's just, it just takes up, like if you're in your systems, it just makes more lines in there away from the main backlog, and it's clutter, right? And if you do numbers, maybe you need to change something. Maybe something comes up. Maybe your team decides that they're not going to do a 2-week sprint anymore. Maybe they decide they're going to do a 3-week sprint. Maybe they decide they're going to do a 1-week sprint, maybe even better, right? Or maybe it is 3 weeks. Maybe it makes sense to have 3-week sprint versus a 2-week sprint. So the idea of putting all those sprints out, you don't know what's going to come up. And it's just like writing those topics in here and filling up the backlog. What I try to do when I write my topics, I'll put one item on there and give myself space that if something else comes up during a workforce or a reading in LinkedIn or one of our listeners, one of you, gives us a comment. It's a great topic. I'll put it into the thing. But I always leave myself, you know, I get two topics I usually talk about. I'll leave a space for a new topic that wasn't planned for. And I do that on purpose because things change, right? And that's how Agile applies to the show. You don't fill up your backlogs. So people are like, oh, let's just fill all the backlogs up. Well, then if something comes along, you're spending all day grabbing all this work and just shifting it out from backlog to backlog to backlog. And if you don't go all the way back, you're going to have this big pile of work in one of these sprints. It's going to be an atrocious nightmare, right? So this whole idea of planning out more than, you know, let's think about this. A PI is 6 sprints. Don't plan more. If you're in safe, never put more sprints than you have in your PI that you're going to be working on until you're about ready to start working on the next PI. And what is that? What's that? 6 sprints? So never put more than 6 sprints in your system. It's probably a good number. So, I mean, not everybody's doing safe, but 6 named sprints is good because what I like to say is people like to know what they got going on. So if you have 2 sprints worth of work in your backlog and they're labeled sprint 1, sprint 2, and the next one, that's good, right? Because now everybody kind of knows they can take a look. If they get some free time, which we'll talk about in a second, they can go and read what's in the next sprint because they kind of have an idea. Just to not to really do a lot of work, but just see what's coming on, what's coming up. Some people do. Some people take some time to look at some stuff if they're not worked their ass off, right? So that's the item, first item. And then the second item I want to talk about is letting people announce they're done. Don't hassle them to take them more work. If they ask, so here's what I see with a lot of people. So scrum masters will go in, people will be done their work, or manager or something. And they'll say, well, can you take more on, right? Can you do more work? Because they want to get more utilization out of their time, or they want to get more of the backlog and all that kind of stuff. And don't do that. Resist it. You know, let them ask for it. Do not push work to the employee or the teammate. Don't push work to the teammate. And the reason why is they get it done faster. Because if they make the choice, it's their choice. They own it. They get more empowered. They work better. If you are a scrum master and you're pushing work out to them, you're going to fail. Yeah, so they're going to blame your ass. So, but here's a couple points. I always mention these 4 points. You know, check first if the team needs help. So before taking on new work, suggest person check with the team, see if they need help. Check the improvement, if any improvements can be made, right? So you're towards the end of sprint, you're making improvements. Does the other team members need any help? Third one is pick a next item on the list. And the fourth one, like if there's a list in your sprint backlog, then say, first you check these 2. Before you take in a whole new story on, you do those first two, and then you go look at the sprint backlog and take what's next. Then, if there's nothing in the sprint backlog left, check with the PO if they can bring something. But this is the crucial. First, you have to get okay from the team before bringing in more work to the sprint goal, into the sprint goal. So you have to check with the team. It's not a question of just checking the PO, because the whole team is committed to delivering the product backlog for that sprint. And this is what one question I'll ask. You're going to bring in new work. Do you have enough time to meet the definition of done for your team? This is what a lot of people don't think about. They want to bring new work. Oh, I'm just going to develop it, get it halfway done. No. The idea is that you will be done. So when you say you're done with a story in a sprint, that by definition, done is done. You're better off not starting it. You can read it, check it out, spend some time, maybe giving some feedback to the next sprint, but don't start working on it, right? Because it's not going to get definition done. So that's like the last check. So that's all I have today. It's hot in this house because I've been here for 4 days. It's been 90s or something. I hope you're doing well. I hope you all enjoyed your 4th of July weekend. And looking forward to doing more shows and doing through the, every day. So with that, thumbs up. You all have a great day. Happy scrumming. And enjoy. I know it's the Monday after the holiday, so I bet you there's not going to be anybody. Because I think like half the country had off on Friday and the other half the country had off today. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, you all take care. Have a great day. Thumbs up. Ring the little bell. My little Liberty bell. 4th of July. All right. And so you get a notification when we go up and do stuff. All right. Take care. Bye. See ya.